This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong demonstrators formed human chains and organized protests in shopping malls on New Year's Eve, urging people not to give up the fight for democracy in 2020. Police were out in force across the city to quell any unrest. Police stopped and searched visitors at Harbor City, a shopping mall, before protesters started marching in the plaza as scheduled.
I think it's a very important day that in the new year, we'll also fight for democracy and freedom, and we will never forget those who sacrificed their future and their lives, and we must let the government to accept our demands, and so Hong Kong will be a better place in the future.
Authorities have canceled the popular midnight fireworks. It was the first time for such a move in a decade. They've cited security concerns. Security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad fired tear gas Tuesday in response to protesters who breached the compound as they rallied in condemnation of U.S. airstrikes targeting an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria. The Sunday strikes have sparked anger and criticism by top Iraqi officials. But the United States is defending its actions and warning it could strike again. U.S. officials said the strikes were in response to a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base on Friday that killed a U.S. defense contractor. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan. It has called reports that the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire. The Taliban was willing to declare a ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Wildfires burning across Australia's two most populous states on Tuesday trapped residents of a seaside town, destroyed many properties, and caused at least two fatalities. Bill Mercer has more for VOA from Sydney.
The sky in Mallacoota was turned a grotesque red as strong winds pushed out-of-control bushfires towards the popular seaside town about 500 kilometres east of Melbourne. Thousands of people were trapped and sought shelter on the beach. Some waded into the water to escape red-hot embers that rained down.
That behind me is Mallacoota. Now the fire front's come through. Everyone's safe and sound.
There was relief in Mallacoota later Monday when it was away from the town. But once again, very hot temperatures and gusty winds have conspired to make this another dangerous and destructive day. Phil Mercer for VOA.
In Australia's wildfires, they've also razed more than 1,000 homes in the past few months. A recent study has revealed an increase in violence against women. Dale Gavlak reports for VOA from Amman, Jordan.
Yemen's nearly five-year conflict is having disastrous consequences on its civilian population, according to the recent study, A Gendered Crisis: Understanding Experiences of Yemen's War. The traditional role as breadwinner, driving many to seek a salary by fighting on the front lines. One of the authors, Shams Shamsan, of the Sana'a Center for Strategic Studies,
there is a growing impunity for the predators who would do that. In the past, if a woman gets harassed in the streets, everybody would jump in and try to protect her, but now there's no such thing. People are usually scared.
Shamsan says that Yemeni families forbid doctors to report cases of rape. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
Musicians from a Paris orchestra on Tuesday staged an improvised concert in protest of President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform. The orchestra played classical pieces on the steps of the renowned Bastille Opera in front of a crowd of hundreds, including workers of other sectors on strike for the 27th consecutive day. Industrial action against Macron's VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music. Today. Now.